If you get some of your news online, you know, when you're not listening to The World, you'll appreciate this next story. Also out of Mexico, it's about a news show, I guess you can call it that, but it's become very popular in Mexico, and it's only on YouTube. The World's Monica Campbell met the host at his studio in Mexico City.
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Bien, bien.
I'm in a cramped studio, stuffed with a camera, lights, one guy behind a desk, and show's on.
Hoy, el senador del PAN afirma que por el aborto, los hombres se dan un agasajo bárbaro con las mujeres.
Welcome to Mexico's new breakout show.
My name is Chumel Torres, and I have a, let's call it a news show in YouTube that is called El Pulso de la República, which, I mean, the translation, I guess it will be The Pulse of the Republic.
Chumel Torres, 32 years old, clean-shaven in a suit and tie, swiveling around in his chair, riffing on life in Mexico. Political life, mostly, the uglier side of things. And there's plenty of material. Sound familiar? Yeah, he's a huge fan of Jon Stewart.
But with less talent and less money.
He's modest. In less than 2 years, Torres' show has snagged 1 million subscribers. Mostly young Mexicans hungry for a breakdown of the news with some comedy.
I have a big microphone because I'm not boring.
Torres doesn't have a studio audience. It's just him and his small production team. A relaxed group, joking around, drinking Tecate beer, and scouring the news for new targets to parody. There are takedowns about how few Mexicans voted in the recent elections, how the political elite here get busted buying mansions through corrupt deals, and other news from Latin America.
Let's say the Argentina deficit, in which they are losing a lot of money and they have a lot of debts. So first you explain what's a deficit and what's going on in Argentina, and then you do the jokes.
He says John Oliver on HBO is a model.
John Oliver, it's just like investigation news wrapped in comedy. So,
do you want to do that, to be able to really drill in on these issues?
The thing is that you have to understand that John Oliver is in the U.S. They have freedom of speech. And here in Mexico, I mean, people will start asking questions and say, hey, where do you get that info? You know, you will get into real trouble. So I don't want to do that. I mean, most of the people say, hey, why don't you cover the story of the drug lords? Because they are drug lords, dude, you know?
It's all quite the career change for Torres.
I started out as an engineer. I'm in love with physics and worked in the business for like 10 years. And all of a sudden I started doing a Twitter account. It got big.
His satire got noticed, and he got asked to write some comedy scripts. Now, his YouTube fan base is mostly millennials, but it can go older and younger. When I stop by the set, I meet Mariano Huerta, 12 years old. He came with his dad to see Torres tape the show.
It's a way I can inform myself, but also laugh a little.
Inform himself and laugh a little. And Mariano is just the kind of audience that Mexico's big networks drool over. Torres' tiny set is just down the street from those networks, and he's now booking some of the same big-name guests they are. But when TV has courted Torres, he says no.
They don't have ideas anymore, and people are starting to not watching television anymore.
Plus, big companies are sponsoring his YouTube show. That's how he makes money, and he's having fun.
This is a small studio. I'm having a good time with my friends, so we're having a blast. I don't want to ruin that.
And he doesn't have to worry about some TV executive getting pressured to kick Torres off air because he's poking fun at the president too much.
Because you can't mock the president on national television. That's logic. That's just logic, you know? Because it's Mexico. I mean, you can talk about Obama in the U.S. because USA is awesome in that way. But here, you just can't.
Next, Torres is preparing another version of his show. Still made in Mexico, but for a U.S. audience.
It's going to be completely in English, and the coverage of the news is going to be the things that interest the U.S. Hispanic community in the U.S.
And with the way Torres is getting noticed here, who knows? His show might just become a campaign stop for candidates in the U.S. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Mexico City.